We spend Lent journeying closer to God, clearing away old habits that draw us from God, taking on new disciplines that lead us closer to God. At the end of our Lenten journey, we want to shout, Hosanna! We want to roll out the red carpet before our Lord and find perfect peace in Christ's presence. And yet, here we are. At the end of our Lenten journey, in nothing less than the tension of Palm Sunday, I find every year as Holy Week approaches, with all of its horror and hope, that I am doing all sorts of emotional acrobatics, from the serenity and spiritual grounding of my Lenten journey to the joyful celebration, waving palms and making noise with great hope and expectation, emerges an unexpected sadness. Every year, still unexpected. As I hear of Jesus' fear in the garden, his plea for this cup to pass from him, I'm invited into my own heartbreaking fears. As I witness Jesus' betrayal, when I hear that Jesus' friends fell asleep when he needed them most, when he's handed over to death by one of his intimate companions, when he is condemned to death by his own people. I recall moments in my own life when I've been betrayed, rejected, and abandoned. When I hear of Jesus being stripped, mocked, beaten, I'm taken back to those times when I have suffered soul-crushing humiliation. In the tension of Palm Sunday, we are reminded that this King, our Lord, is not who we expected. Truth be told, we expect life to be more like the joyful procession, the endless celebration. We're even sometimes misled to believe that our faith will keep us from hardship, that our faith will meet us only with promises of prosperity and goodwill. And while we might wish our God to repay our faith by sparing us from suffering, faith is not an escape from the realities of human pain. Our faith follows a God who enters fully into the grief and fear and betrayal and humiliation and loneliness and loss of human reality. And so on this Palm Sunday, as we move from our Lenten journey into Holy Week, we realize that to journey closer to this Christ requires us to journey with him into the muck and mire of authentic human living, into those devastating places of fear, betrayal, loneliness, humiliation, and loss. We meet God in those very places within ourselves and within the lives of those around us, just as we meet Jesus in the depth of human suffering today. Perhaps Palm Sunday offers a kind of refuge where we are all invited to be real with ourselves, to be real about the darkness of our world, to be real before God, real, in the company of our suffering Christ, knowing that God goes before us and with us through all darkness. Amen.